We are continuing in Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ches, Sif Beis, Chapter 8, Halacha 2. Va'asur lo la'achol v'lishtos. So again, remember, once the time for davening comes in the morning, once the dawn arrives, one should not eat or drink. Shenei mar lo sochu al adam. Sochlu kodim shetispalalu al dimchem. This is actually an interesting drasha here. So the pasuk says, literally, you shall not eat on the blood. Now, the truth is, the actual meaning of that pasuk is you shouldn't consume blood. That's the actual meaning. However, again, the Gemara darshins it to mean that you should not eat until you daven for your life. In other words, that a person should not put their physical pursuits before their spiritual pursuits. And again, that creates, like we spoke about before in the last year, it creates a paradigm for the day about placing my spiritual needs above and beyond, or really before, my material ones. And if a person goes ahead and eats or drinks and then davens, alav akos of Omer va'osi hishlachta acharei gavecha. Al tikri gavecha ela ge'echa. This is actually interesting. So the pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, literally, they've thrown me behind their back. So the Gemara Darshans don't say behind my back, rather behind their arrogance. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'acha shenizga ezeh, kibel alav malchus shamayim. So again, the idea over here is that Allah Alamayim, so the act of eating before davening, essentially places one's own needs before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just a question of putting my physical needs before my spiritual needs, but it's almost as if putting the needs, my own personal needs, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's needs, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it that person who eats before davening has relegated God to a level of secondary importance. It is much more important to take care of the body than it is to take care of the soul. All right, we'll stop over here again. In the middle, it's a longer halacha, so we'll stop over here for today. And tomorrow, we'll continue Meretz Hashem talking about, well, what happens if a person is weak and as a result needs to go ahead and eat something before davening. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Shkayach, everyone.